Hello everyone and welcome to our second episode of At To Be India. Today we have Koichi with us, who is here from Japan and who was one of the keynotes at Deccan RubyConf that took place a day ago. So we are happy to have Koichi with us. Welcome, Koichi.
Thank you for inviting India. And good morning, good afternoon, everyone, India people.
Great. A bit about him. He's Ruby Core. He's member of Matt's team at Heroku, and he's also a director of Ruby Association. I'll hand it over to Koichi to introduce a bit about himself.
Okay, I'm Koichi Sasada from Japan, living in Japan, Tokyo.
Yeah.
I'm a member of Heroku Matsu team. I'm working on improving the CLB interpreter, improving the quality of the CLB interpreter, especially for performance. Performance means execution time, to reduce execution time and to reduce memory consumption.
Right, and most of the work is related to GC and VM.
Yeah, at first I'm working on developing the Ruby virtual machine named YAO, yet another Ruby virtual machine.
Yes.
From 10 years ago.
That's a long time. Great. And so where exactly did you start? Where exactly did you start working? Or I hear you were a lecturer at a university. Like, where did you start working?
So at first, I'm interested to implement the virtual machine at when I am a student.
Okay.
So this is my hobby. So because I was a student, so I have a time.
Yeah.
So I can implement the Ruby interpreter, virtual machine, and continue to modify that. So at last, we Ruby core team introduced this virtual machine to Ruby 1.9.
Awesome. Which university were you from?
University of Tokyo. When I am a student, I'm a student of Tokyo Nokko Daigaku. In English, agriculture and Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology.
Awesome.
And I become a faculty of University of Tokyo. To lecture about implementation
of yes.
interpreters. So it's computer science department. So it's not only a Ruby, but also general interpreter techniques.
I remember that Matt's also used to lecture, right? And he was also a professor someplace.
So he was a visiting professor.
Oh.
And also he made many lectures worldwide.
Yeah, of course he's pretty famous. So yeah, and afterwards, like, how did you start contributing a lot? I mean, you implemented YARV, which got merged, but then how did you keep on continuing and contributing to Ruby?
So my interest is to make software, and Ruby is biggest our target. So because of my fun, so it's very. I enjoy anytime I enjoy about implementing Ruby, so I can continue about that.
That's nice.
And also some people, for example, the university and Heroku allow me to implement Ruby interpreter
right.
itself. So this is why I can continue.
So, right now, where do you work? And so you said you work at Heroku team, but what do you work and whom do you work with right now?
Just now?
Yes.
Just now, so we implemented the generational garbage collection last year.
Yes.
So this year, we improved the performance of
I was asking about whom do you work with at Heroku? Who all do you work with? Okay.
Okay. So my colleague is, so I'm a member of Matt's team, so there is three people.
Okay.
Matt is my boss, and Nobu, another Ruby committer, the greatest right. Ruby committer, and me. So we communicate with Skype on okay. remotely.
Right.
And sometimes we communicate with headquarters, and we can understand that there are problems. So Heroku's problems is not a special one for Ruby users.
Mm-hmm.
So we can cooperate to solve these issues.
Oh. And so you all three of you work remotely, so you don't go to an office.
Heroku's office in San Francisco, United States.
Right.
But there is no Heroku office in Japan.
Right.
I can go to Salesforce Japan office. I can commute to Salesforce Japan office. So every day I go to.
And how do you like working from home?
So sometimes I working from home. It has advantages and disadvantages.
Oh.
So if I want to go to the office, so I go to the office. So
you get bored?
Sorry?
Do you get bored? Or I mean,
bored.
What are the cons that you face?
Cons is so I cannot change the mind. So I can so in home I can play the game.
Yeah, right.
So this is why I go to office
to get serious.
Yeah. So of course, so we can. I can sometimes I can work in serious in home.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have some interesting target so programming. So I can do it, but
awesome.
Sometimes if I don't have any critical jobs, so I need to go to office to be serious.
So, who all do you work with in the Ruby core team?
Core team.
Yes.
So, as I introduced, Nobu mm-hmm. is usually I work with Nobu,
mm-hmm.
so Nobu is most, so Nobu makes most contribution to Ruby interpreter,
right.
So many contributions, so he knows everything than Matt or some other committers.
And
so,
Matt does not...
so original Ruby interpreter are written in Matt, written by Matt, so he knows everything. Some years ago. So recently, so many people contribute to Ruby interpreter. So
right.
he of course he know most of parts, but
right.
Matt know most of parts, but not everything now. So Matt Nobu knows most of everything, I think.
Right.
So if I have a question, so I can ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can review his commit,
right.
His modification,
mm-hmm.
If I can understand about it.
And then there are other people like...
other people. So for example, Naruse-san is a maintainer of Ruby 2.1 and 2.2. So maybe he will become release manager of Ruby 2.2. Yeah. So... He make plan schedule, and we can cooperate. We do cooperate with him and other commuters.
And there are some others that I know about, like Shibata-san.
Yeah, Shibata-san. Shibata-san is a great person. For example, programmer don't like documentation or maintain websites. So Shibata-san do everything about that. So background jobs. And also Zach also provides many contributions to improve the documentation of Ruby and publication to English, and so many experts for English people.
And there are lots of other developers who maintain the standard library.
Yeah. So, for example, so Seki-san is famous because he's the author of DRuby and ERB, DRuby.
Oh.
So, there are many contributors.
Right.
So
there are like
Tanaka-san. Akira Tanaka.
Yeah, he works on the decimal, big decimal. He's maintainer.
No. I'm not sure he is a maintainer of big decimal, but his work is, for example, open URI.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And many core contributions.
Oh. So, we know that you work a lot on GC. So what exciting work do you do right now? Like, what all different projects do you work on?
With different from
So what all different things, exciting things have you worked for the past 2 years or you are going to work on? So you implemented Argen GC.
Yeah.
So what all different things that you have worked on and which you will be working on in future?
Yes. Garbage collection is one bottleneck. People say.
Yes.
So I feel I need to improve the performance of garbage collection.
Yes.
So, but many years, I can't have any idea to improve the performance of GC. So I know generational garbage collection algorithm or other garbage collection algorithms, but CRuby has several problems to implement them. For example, so we cannot add light barrier. Light barrier is technique to implement the generation garbage collection.
Right.
So because of CRuby's architecture, but we invent the new idea to overcome such problems. So when I walking around my home, so I got idea. So go back to home and implement it.
Okay.
Very exciting things and. This is why we can implement the generation garbage collection from Ruby 2.1.
Recently, and I see that there is a lot of trend of lots of performance improvements from GC and also for tracing a lot of GC events.
Yeah.
So there's been like trace point and other different strats that are allowed from GC.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to speak a bit about that?
I see. So actually, so we can optimize, we can tune the garbage collection behavior to set the environment variable. So there is maybe 10 or more environment variables to tune garbage collection behavior.
Right.
But it is difficult to understand which parameter is nice. So this is why we provide stress points to measure the GC performance. So for example, we improvise the GC start gem. GC start gem trace every statistics of garbage collector when the GC start and GC end.
Mm-hmm.
So we can check the how many objects are there for every GC, at the every GC. So we can consider how which parameter is nice.
And what are you currently working on?
So generational GC reduce the marking time
mm-hmm.
of at the minor GC. So it is why the performance, total performance, we can reduce. So total performance, total performance we can improve.
Mm-hmm.
So execution time will, total execution time will reduce
right.
with generational GC. However, the stopping time, pausing time, is not enough small.
Mm-hmm.
At the major GC. So there is a minor GC and major GC. Minor GC is very fast, but major GC is still very long. So this is this hits the response time for web application request.
Something like 15 to 20 milliseconds.
More.
Sometimes. Yeah.
So we are working on incremental GC. Incremental GC reduce the stopping time. Reduce
mm-hmm.
the stopping time. So it splits one pausing time to several pausing times, stopping time.
Right.
So like lazy GC.
Oh.
Lazy GC do not reduce the task. So lazy sweep do not reduce the total task, but
mm-hmm.
it splits
right.
tasks, split into several tasks to reduce the stopping time.
Okay.
So this is same idea.
Right.
So if we implement the incremental GC, then we can get no problem about such a GC pausing time. I hope that.
One interesting thing that I liked was your work on you and I don't remember who work on symbol GC,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty useful.
So
because lots of applications used to hit a bottleneck
mm-hmm.
since a lot of symbols were getting generated and they are not garbage collected.
Yeah.
So would you like to explain like how you implemented that?
Symbol GC is so as you say, so for collecting the dynamic generated
symbols. Not the static ones?
Not static ones. So static means that, for example, we write a colon and symbol name.
Mm-hmm.
So it is they are static symbols. So we cannot collect, but not so much. So the number of such a static symbols is not so much.
Right.
The problem is, for example, we import the YAML file,
mm-hmm.
and the YAML file can produce
lots of symbols.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So such a dynamically created symbols we can collect by symbol GC. Symbol GC we use only simple technique to make it. So basically the reason why GC we cannot collect GC is depends on the Ruby's architecture. So Ruby doesn't care. At first, Ruby doesn't care about the number of symbols.
Correct.
So symbols. So Ruby interpreter assumes there's no such symbols. So,
oh,
so the but we so recently it's the assumption is not correct. So we changed the management of
symbols.
It's not difficult, but important change, I think.
Yes. So one question that everyone always has, and it's like a hot topic, is that everyone always say that Ruby interpreter is a bit slow,
mm-hmm.
or everyone always tries to blame, okay, it's taking a lot of time for execution on Ruby. So what are the improvements that you have seen from maybe 1.8 on or 1.9 onwards, and how do you see all these improvements that are happening in Ruby? So what are different improvements that you have seen?
So,
with respect to performance, because everyone would like to know about how we are doing on in terms of performance.
Mm-hmm. Ruby 1.8 is a very naive implementation, very simple mm-hmm. implementation. So it traverses the tree structure. So it is really slow. So I changed to the virtual machine architecture as the performance was increased. So to make interpreter virtual machine,
mm-hmm.
We have many knowledge. So many researchers propose many techniques to improve the performance. So I apply these techniques, so we can improve performance compared with 1.8. And now JRuby and Rubinius using JITting techniques,
right?
So dynamic compilation to native codes. So this is also, I think we need to challenge to this area.
Right.
So after that, I think we can get more performance. More performance, but maybe especially for web application, mm-hmm. I think no such performance issues. I think.
How much percentage of improvements have you seen, like
from 1.8?
Yeah, 1.8 onwards to maybe 2.2 right now.
We have many small optimization. So we implement many small improvement techniques, mm-hmm. optimizations. So we have some case 10 times or 100 times.
Wow.
So for typical program. But 2 times is nice. So if we can see the 2 times faster, then it can. So for normal applications, I can see the up to 2 times faster.
Wow.
For late application or some web application framework, I'm not so high. Implementation is not so high because they do not depend on the implementation interpreter performance.
Yes.
So the big bottleneck is the database connection. some
yes.
File IO or something.
Correct.
Maybe late.
And so how do you what kind of setup do you use? How do you have your development environment set up? Yes. And how do you work? What other things do you use?
So I only use laptop.
Okay.
To develop. So Windows laptop.
Windows
laptop, because maybe nobody uses Ruby on Windows, I think.
Yeah.
So everyone uses on Mac OS 10.
Like,
so this is why I use Mac Ruby to test the Ruby interpreter.
Oh.
So usually I modify Ruby source code
mm-hmm.
on Windows and run it on Linux on VirtualBox on Windows.
Oh. And then you test out on the VirtualBox itself.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically do test on that and test on Windows
mm-hmm.
and release it, commit it.
Oh. Interesting. I mean, I've not heard of such a setup. So yeah, I forgot one or two questions about. So one another question like a lot of people have is about GVL. Would you like to speak about how you're trying to work on it, or what are your thoughts about it?
Ruby 1.9 use native threads, many native threads mm-hmm. for maintain multiple Ruby threads.
Right.
But they are protected, so the parallel execution on native threads are prohibited by GVM, Giant Virtual Machine. So
right.
people cannot make parallel, not concurrent, but parallel. We can,
right.
So people cannot make parallel
right.
Ruby program.
Right.
I know this is program. Problem, critical
mm-hmm.
issue
right.
for recent multi-core ages. But I believe that sharing everything Ruby's model is not for scripting users. So I mean that I believe that the scripting Ruby scripting should be fun,
right?
Should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But introducing such a parallel sharing everything programming introduce many critical bugs. We cannot debug it.
Right.
I think so.
Keeping track of data where
yeah,
it gets
yeah,
modified.
Yeah. So the problem is that the non-deterministic, so non-deterministic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, there is one bug around about the thread safety.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bug we can find at another place. So if we find a bug, we cannot find the reason of bug. So
right.
this type of bug hides the reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is two way. There are two ways to go. So one way is to make isolated. Introduce an isolated computation element for Ruby. So do not use sharing everything,
mm-hmm.
but shared, so limited to sharing
mm-hmm.
for each processing element, processing
right.
activity, like Erlang. Erlang prohibit to share the state.
Right.
So another approach is to make debugging support. So high-level debugging support for threading. So for example, so there are many research about that. And if one thread access to there is a possibility to conflict the data. Read-write conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a technique to detect such a bug. So this is one way to go.
Right. I had also read there was some research for hardware support for GVL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was it about?
So you mean the hardware transaction memory?
Yes.
I see. So there is a technique to make thread safe by hardware named hardware transaction memory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to explain. So like a database transaction,
mm-hmm.
so hardware transaction memory provides such a feature, so transaction feature for softwares.
Mm-hmm.
Very recent CPU have such a hardware transaction memory support, and IBM researcher Odaira-san tried to use make parallel threads on their own power CPU.
Okay.
So, So it is very interesting thing. But I, so but this technique does not solve the
JVM problem.
Yeah, debugging problem.
Oh yes,
debugging issue.
Which is important.
So this HTM solves the GVL, so implementation of to remove the GVL. This is one solution, I think. But I need another technique to reduce the debugging effort.
Correct. Right.
So threading is too difficult for us. So some smart people can write correct program without bugs or bug threading. But I
don't think there is any such program. Every program has some issues, and we are used to having non-concurrent programs, so it will be a bit hard for people to start using pure concurrent.
So the keyword is deterministic.
Right.
So we should repeat the program to the debug.
And how do you find the other alternatives? Like currently, other alternatives like DRuby, are they good enough for doing parallel programming?
Yeah, DRuby is one solution. So if the problem is much to using, not for DRuby, it can be a solution, I think. DRuby use multiple processes.
Right.
So multiple processes do not share everything. So it is easy to debug. Of course, it increases the complexity and difficulty, but I think it is more easier than
right.
I think.
So I mean,
using multiple processes, it consumes some resources, some memory resources. So for some users cannot use this technique. So.
One another question like we always have is, I mean, around the world is, how is the developer community in Japan, or anyone whom you'd like to mention who work on Ruby or help improve Ruby a lot? How is the developer scene in Japan?
Japan is a special country because Matsumoto-san lives in Japan, and
yes.
There are many Japanese resources about Ruby. So there are many Ruby communities, many local communities.
Right.
So people can attend the local community and share their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the biggest conference in Japan is Ruby Kaigi. Ruby
yes.
Kaigi is held by Nihon Ruby no Kai, not Ruby Association, but another association of Japanese Ruby users group.
Oh.
So they provide many opportunity for users to share the knowledge,
right.
To, gathering opportunity. This is particular things for Japanese.
And how the meetup groups?
So for example, there is Asakusa RB. RB is I'm also a member of Asakusa RB.
Okay.
And the founder is Matsuda-san. Matsuda-san is a Rails committer and Ruby committer. So he's a very smart person, I think. But so we can we gather every Friday and every Tuesday, every Ruby Tuesday, at one place at the evening, and we make our own programs and
okay.
go back to home. Not presentation, but
you just work on
yeah. So gather one place. We can share the knowledge. We can chat about the purpose. Or other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when I go back to Japan, maybe I I will share about how India is good on Azerbaijan.
Hope you liked it. And how much? So this is a lesson for us also. Like, how much time do you spend, or roughly what all things do you do when you meet together? 2-3 hours on something.
Azerbaijan?
Yes.
So 2 hours or 3 hours.
Okay.
A week.
Oh,
so it is not duty, so that someone can attend and someone. So for example, so it is rainy. So
yes.
I go. So stop to go.
Right. Nice. And so what all other projects do you find which are interesting apart from Ruby? Like Ruby, you work a lot, but outside Ruby, what all interesting things do you find?
I think the Docker project is very interesting. So
okay.
It makes an isolation environment
mm-hmm.
for programmers very easy, very lightweight.
Right.
So I want to use it and talk about it. When I am a student,
mm-hmm.
I am belong to the research group about operating system.
Mm-hmm.
So my background is operating system, so
oh.
I have interest about this.
So you work on it or do you use it someplace?
Not yet.
Okay.
But so for example, we need to test Ruby programs and benchmark Ruby programs for isolated environments.
Right.
So I think it will be a match with such purpose.
So from benchmarking, I recollect one more question is that what do you use for benchmarking when you're introducing performance improvements? What do you use for benchmarking?
Just now, we have only a few benchmarks, so very simple benchmarks and
mm-hmm.
RDoC benchmarks. RDoC benchmarks make Ruby documents
right.
from Ruby source code.
Correct.
So we have. Only a few practical benchmarks. So
right.
if you have any benchmarks, please send them. it will be very very nice contribution for me, for us. So recently we use Discourse benchmark. You know,
oh, yes.
Discourse is a Rails application.
Right.
And Sam Saffron provide me a
right.
benchmark to measure the performance.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very, very big. So it is difficult for me to work everything, but he helped me to use it so I can check the performance in such a practical Rails application. So recently, so our Ruby 2.2 is optimized for this process. So if you want to improve the performance on your
right.
application, please send us a benchmark.
Of course. So to close off, like you recently got married, would you like to? We have heard that. So would you like to speak a bit about your wife? Like she's also a developer.
Yeah, so she's engineer. So she's excellent person. She's very beautiful.
Congratulations.
She is. She is. Thank you very much. And she's an engineer, Ruby Rails programmer.
Mm-hmm.
So we can share the terminology. For example, if I'm working on garbage collection, I can say straight. So
and she understands it.
Yeah. Today I work for garbage collection and there is such blah 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 problem, so she can understand. So it's very easy to communicate.
And she can brag about it at her work. She can tell others that yes, my husband works on GC. And her co-workers will understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yep, that's about it. All the questions that I had. So for closing question, I had one thing to ask. Like, I see that there are lots of people who have started contributing to Ruby. Any suggestions that you would like to get to getting involved in
okay.
actual Ruby contributions?
Okay. So now, just now, Ruby repository on GitHub. There is a Ruby repository on GitHub.
Correct.
GitHub slash Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Slash Ruby slash Ruby. So if you have any problem, so for example, the documentation typo, misspellings in the source code, or some strange behavior, so reporting them will be a great contribution.
Awesome.
And if you have any suggestion to change the implementation, so about standard library or embedded classes, so if you have any idea to change the algorithm to implement, for example, the array class,
right,
then it will be a very nice comment. So especially with patch, with right, unification. So recently so GitHub issue or GitHub pull request, we can check. Actually, I do not check, but someone check it. And if there is a good idea, then we can share the idea.
Yes.
So do not hesitate to report such a thing. With hopefully with patches,
right,
with modifications, and also we will finish the discussion about Ruby 2.2.
Right.
So we need to finish the specification decision about Ruby 2.2 soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any problem, if you have any proposal about the Ruby, current Ruby, mm-hmm, then please send us your request, hopefully with patch, so we can discuss about that.
Nice.
It will be a great contribution.
Yeah, that's all the questions that I have today. It was very nice speaking with you. Thanks for the time. I mean, it was such a short trip, but still you made time. So thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.